and welcome to New Wave Heroes. And on this show, there's music from the Revillos, the Corgis, Nick Lowe, Tempo Tudor, and loads more. There's a spotlight on the late great actor-musician Gary Holton, some readers' letters from the music press back in the day. Our classic album this time around is Bronski Beats' The Age of Consent, and so much more. How am I going to fit that in an hour? Oh well, wish me luck. Let's go.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
The Tourists and So Good to Be Back Home Again, and that's from their second album Reality Effect from 1980. So how you doing? Have you had a good week? Hopefully it's been a good one, but hey, whatever, you can kick back and relax for the next hour and reflect on your life and think about what might have been.
Hill with swords on.
So that was in the charts in March 1981, and it sold more than 250,000 copies at the time. It's been used in numerous ads over the years and has been an inspiration for novels and comics. Edward Tenpole, whose band it was, presented the Crystal Maze for a while and played Mr. Borgin in Harry Potter. And if you're not sure who Mr. Borgin is, ask your grandchildren. Right, here's a question. What's the best TV program ever made? Answer after this.
Only the best music.
There goes Joe Fagan with That's Living Alright, and the theme to Elfriede's Own Pet, and in my opinion, one of the best TV programmes ever. And if you didn't know, Elfriede's Own Pet is a popular British comedy drama series about a group of seven British migrant construction workers, Wayne, Dennis, Oz, Bomber, Barry, Neville and Moxie, who are living and working on a German building site. In 2015, the 1980s series was voted ITV's favourite TV programme of all time. Sadly, Gary, who played lovable rogue Wayne, died partway through filming the second series, but left a great body of work for us to enjoy. He was in several bands over the years, including the Heavy Metal Kids, so I thought I'd play one of his songs when singing with Casino Steel. And this one's called Blue Eyed Blonde. And after that, I'll tell you some fun facts about Gary.
Looking for the right girl. Looking for the right girl.
That's Gary Holton and Casino Steel, and the track was called Blue Eyed Blonde, and that's from 1984. And here's a few fun facts about Gary. Oi, oi, what's the word then? So he was in a band called the Heavy Metal Kids in the 1970s, and the band you just heard, Casino Steel, in the early 80s. He was in Elfriede St. Pet 1983 to 1985. He acted at the Old Vic with the Royal Shakespeare Company, including Laurence Olivier. He had an uncredited role in Quadrophenia. He was offered the role of Nasty Nick Cotton in EastEnders. He was offered to replace Bon Scott in AC/DC. And this one's my favourite. When he was 17, he went on holiday to Pontin's holiday camp on the Isle of Wight, and he never came back. They asked him to be the entertainment. What a legend.
Great music. Great memories.
Everybody all around me, shaking hands and but it's wrecking me, wrecking me. It make a shiver, it make a shake, it make a monster, just like an earthquake. Everybody having fun, I don't know how they can carry on, cause I don't think it's funny no more.
In a row there, and that was Nick Lowe and Cracking Up, and before that Dave Edmonds with Girls Talk. And they used to be in a band together, did you know that, when they first started out, called Rockpile, and they were great, both awesome musicians and songwriters. Here's this week's Bum Gripper. I'll tell you more after this.
I
So that record was once described as a bum gripper by a drummer friend of mine. You know, you've been looking at the girl all night, trying to pluck up the courage to ask her to dance. It's a bum gripper. And that was the Corgis with a K, If I Had You. And that's from the summer of 1979. Where was your life in 1979? For me, I'd been left school a year and was wondering what to do with my life. Fast forward 40 odd years, and I still don't know what to do when I grow up. Anyway, Don't Grow Up is a trap.
The soundtrack to our lives.
Out there, he might want to get his exhaust checked. What do you think? Now, I played a record called Top of the Pops by the Rosillos a few shows back. Essentially the same band with a new name. I did my head in trying to work that out. I'm easily confused, you know. Right, so now it's time for this week's Dear Editor, where I read some readers' letters sent into the music press back in the day. This time it's from Smash Hits Magazine, 14th of February 1985. Dear Editor, after I have now endured Foreigner's chart-topping song, booming out of the radio for days and weeks, could somebody please tell them what love is, as it's driving me to the screaming point? And that's from John Taylor's Mysterious German Girlfriend. I agree, it does go on a bit, that one. Dear Editor, with a reference to the cartoon in your January the 31st issue, Nick Kershaw is short, big deal. There is no need to hide him under a jelly baby. Why not take it further and hide him under a sherbet pip? They're even smaller than jelly babies. And that was from a G-string, Buckhurst Hill, Essex. Remember going to get a quarter of sherbet pips? Dear Editor, can you believe this? A few weeks ago, my friend got a Cabbage Patch Kid. Unfortunately, its arm fell off, so it was sent back to the manufacturers. But yesterday, she got a box back full of, wait for it, ashes, and a note saying it had died on the operating table. Are these people total loonies? And that was from Louise in Bolton. Dear Editor, I take it that you walked into Wembley Arena with a blindfold and earmuffs on when you went to watch Spandau Ballet. Go boil your head in a pot noodle. And that was sent in from Gary Kemp's acoustic guitar. Dear Editor, could you tell that Dave Rimmer of yours that his ratings on the Culture Club concert are a complete load of crap? I've never read such garbage. If Dave Rimmer doesn't like Culture Club, then he shouldn't go to their concerts. And that letter was from Boy George's best friend. Dear Editor, Neil Watkinson thinks that the Cocteau twins are intimate. He is obviously the most stupid man since Paul Weller. Can I thank the Cocteau twins for not demeaning themselves by appearing in Smash Hits, a magazine which so shamelessly condones the vile and evil Howard Jones? And that was from Andrew, from another planet. Yeah, you sound like it, Andrew. Dear editor, can you please ask George Michael if he has ever heard a tune called There's a Small Hotel by Richard Rodgers? His latest hit, Last Christmas, appears to be remarkably similar to the first 8 bars of this song, with only 1 or 2 notes being changed. Does he really think that everyone is so stupid as not to notice this? If so, he is quite wrong. And that was sent in by Rupert and Paddington Bear, Raynham, Essex. That's true, I checked it on YouTube and it does sound a bit like that song. Have a listen, There's a Small Hotel by Richard Rodgers. And the last one for this week, did you know that if you took Andrew Ridgeley out of Wham, you'd still be left with Wham? Ouch. George Michael's Toothbrush sent that, Wellington, Somerset. Okay, so I'll play this one for Andrew from another planet, if you're still out there somewhere, Andrew, in the universe.
Thank you.
So there go the Cocteau Twins and a track called Pearly Dewdrops, and that's from their 1984 EP The Spangle Maker. It was their highest charting single, peaking at number 29 on the UK singles chart, and that song regularly pops up on TV and movie soundtracks. Right, what's next? Oh yeah, it's time for this week's Twin Spin, two tracks from the same artist, often decades apart, and this week it's Tears for Fears. Here we go.
We'll be right back. latitude, a longitude and latitude. They will always find you when your cell phone is on. The satellites in space, the twilight's the charm and grace. The middleman, the little man, the butcher and his dog. Turn on my baby eye, no need to wonder why.
Go faster!
Tinkers with the bullet and the vest. We call the shake-up, the make-up and the break-up. The bursting of the vein that brings the blood to the chest. Ain't got no appetite, full up a means of rice. A belly full of gasoline and a tongue that's turned black. Don't leave me all alone, I'll fill you down a bone.
Go faster!
This week's Twin Spin from Tears for Fears. First you heard Pale Shelter, the third UK top 5 chart hit taken from Tears for Fears' debut album, which was called The Hurting in 1983. And the track you just heard was called My Demons from their most recent album, The Tipping Point, in 2022. And that was one of 6 singles from the album. Yep, 6 singles, you heard that right. It's a good album, give it a listen. Coming up next is 2 tracks from this week's classic album from Bronski Beat. But first this.
What a fantabulous show this is. Still to come, more pop-mongous music than you can quite literally shake a megatastic stick at. Let's rock.
Coming up with the moon.
Robinson and 2468 Motorway, and Tom Robinson came up with the tune trying to work out the chords to Climax Blues Band's Couldn't Get It Right, which he could not remember. This led to the simple three-chord repeat of 2468, and the verse came from Robinson's memories of driving back to London through the night after gigs. He said by the time our van hit the last stretch of the M1 into London, the motorway sun really was coming up into the morning light. Okay, so this week's classic album is Age of Consent from Bronski Beat. Did you buy that one? Two tracks from the album, then some facts. Don't go anywhere.
Classic albums.
Secure.
The Age of Consent is the debut album by British synth-pop band Bronski Beat. It was released on London Records in October 1984. This was the only album released by Bronski Beat to feature Jimmy Somerville, who departed the band in 1985. The album contained four singles: Small Town Boy, which was the first one you heard, Why, which is what you just heard, It Ain't Necessarily So, and I Feel Love. The album ranked at number 12 in CMJ's Top 20 Most Played Albums of 1985. AllMusic retrospectively described the album's songs as compelling vignettes about the vagaries of life as a gay man, and The Age of Consent is simply a great album. Spin magazine wrote, "The album's principal songs all mine the rather overworked vein of late 70s disco. This is clearly the music they grew up loving, and they approach it as fans rather than cynics. Disco really isn't the right vehicle to carry the weight of sadness, anger, and lust that they load onto it." That's a bit serious. So some mixed reviews there on its release, but it's since been recognised as a classic of its time, musically and for its subject matter. And that brings us to the end of this New Wave Heroes. Thank you for listening as always. I've had a great time. I hope you have too. I'll leave you with Bad Manners and Lip Up Fatty, and I'll see you next time. Bye for now.